Hello, everyone, and welcome to An Autopsy of the Dark Side. This is the podcast where we talk about anything and everything dark, from cults, conspiracies, true crime, and dark history. You name it, we've got an autopsy on it. I'm Angeline.
I'm Only.
And we've got a conspiracy episode this week, believe it or not.
Excited.
It's really exciting because our last one did really, really well. We got a lot of good feedback on that episode, and you guys really seem to enjoy the theories that I brought forward. So this time around, I've got a better episode. I think. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything that you want to say? Any housekeeping? Anything?
No housekeeping.
No housekeeping? Oh, come on, Ollie. You always make so many announcements. And this week you're not. God, you always disappoint me every day. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I'll try harder.
Okay, let's get into this. We haven't done a conspiracy episode in a while, and I think we haven't done it because I'm a lazy piece of garbage, and it takes forever to do research for these. But I managed to just whip one up for you guys. So when I do research for these, I always look at theories that have not been talked about in the media or Shane Dawson hasn't covered before. And that's really hard because he covers all the good theories, and I don't want to seem like I'm repeating what he's doing. So on our Instagram, we're always open to suggestions. Always make sure you guys hit us up, follow us, tweet at us, and Ollie will put that stuff down below or on the screen if you're watching on YouTube.
Yes.
Now, the format of these videos are very simple, if you don't remember from our last video. So we kind of start with the theories that are a little bit more lighthearted, and then we get into like the heavier shit. So let's get started. Our first theory is an interesting one that I think Ollie's gonna like really pipe down into.
I'm excited.
You should be excited. So here's a small one, and I thought it was really cool, and I got it from a Reddit user who pulled it from some other Reddit thing, but I will link that below. This Reddit user's name is Demonic Penguin. Ollie, do not judge.
Okay.
So
how could I?
You loved dinosaurs growing up, didn't you?
I did.
A lot of people did.
How did you know that?
I don't know, man. It's just off a hunch. It's not like I asked you 20 minutes before I started recording if you like dinosaurs. This theory that I'm about to talk about, theory number one, states that Tyrannosaurus rex dinosaurs have their arms placed the wrong way. Now, when you look at the fossil of a T-Rex, their arms almost look so small and stubby. And like every movie you watch, even in Jurassic Park, you see these dinosaurs who are huge, big monsters with like these tiny little arms just poking out of their chest. Tell me, is that not what you see, right? Even in like any show, anything you watch, that's how they're depicted. Now, recently, it's been discovered that T-Rex fossils may have been placed the wrong way. Like their arms, you have to do like a whole 180 with their arms in order to get what they actually look like.
I think I know what you mean.
Yeah. And here, Ollie, I'm going to send you a photo of this very soon. But essentially what this theory is trying to say is that in recent years, there have been discoveries that T-Rexes, believe it or not, actually have feathers. Not scales, feathers. Now, that's pretty freaking crazy to me because this whole time, even when you think about dinosaurs, you think of them as like these scaly creatures, but in reality, they're not. So I'm going to send you a picture of what a T-Rex should look like, but it's not a T-Rex. Can you guess what animal that is? And Ollie will put this up on the screen if you're watching on YouTube, and we'll try and post the photos on our Instagram and tweet them out at Twitter so you guys can check them out. No, it's not. It's an ostrich.
Oh.
And now look.
I was going to say an ostrich.
Yeah.
I feel so silly.
Honestly, it's fine. I honestly thought it was a peacock too. Now look at this photo that I'm about to send you of a T-Rex. Now, how similar are those skeletons?
Those are very similar.
Those are very similar. So, is it possible that T-Rex dinosaurs are more likely related to the birds than they are to lizards? And if that is correct, what has been happening all these years is my question. How does this change research with scientists and everything? So many of these, it might seem like a small thing, their arms are the wrong way, but so many of these scientists and researchers in reality have in the past and now have focused their research on animals and evolution and the development of concepts like dinosaurs starting at like an amphibian or a lizard root, not something that's in the more bird family range. So how does this affect us? How does this affect where science is right now? I mean, this is just like a huge step back, don't you think?
I wouldn't consider a discovery a step back.
Why don't you think, don't you think this has hindered research for years?
That's right, yeah, it probably has. But it's still interesting that they've discovered it.
I know, and it took them so many years to finally discover that T-Rexes actually have feathers, not scales, which is crazy. So that's our first theory. How true do you think this theory is, from like 5 being super believable and 1 being total bullshit?
That's 5.
That's a 5, wow. Ollie, I think this is your first 5.
I've heard of that.
Okay.
I think most people have.
All right. Okay, this next conspiracy theory is something more along the kind of shit I like. And it is about Bohemian Grove. Now, I think that on Mile Higher, Kendall and her husband, Josh, did this beautiful podcast episode on it. And it was so good. So if you guys can go type in Mile Higher and go check out their podcast episode on Bohemian Grove, they cover everything. I'm just covering like what I thought was interesting. But if you guys want to know more about it, I highly recommend checking them out. So for Ollie, someone who doesn't know about this, Bohemian Grove is like this 2,700-acre forest camping area in California. And the land belongs to a gentleman's club, or the Bohemian Club, which meets for 2 weeks every year in July. Now, people who meet at this club are some of the world's most elite men. This club is prominent for having people like presidents, ex-presidents, businessmen, government officials, and people in media and a bunch of other networks. Now, I'm going to list some people who are in the club. So, Ronald Reagan, Richard Nixon, George Bush, Martin Twain, and Henry Kissinger. Those are just a few people. And those are names that, like, I've heard all throughout my entire life. These are huge. These are men who have either been in charge of the government in the U.S., or there are men who have very big, high elite statuses in the world right now. Or some of them have passed on, but still, they did have that huge status. Now, in order to get into this club, you need to pay. Take your guess. How much do you think you need to pay to get into this club?
Is it in the millions?
No, it's not. You're overestimating it.
Is it 500,000?
No, you're still overestimating it.
Is it 250,000?
It's 25,000.
That's not that impressive.
It's not that impressive, but here's where shit kind of gets weird. So the club's motto is "Weaving spiders come not here," and there is an explanation to this on Wikipedia. I know, not the most trustful of sites, but Wikipedia says, and a lot of other websites like Vanity Fair say, that this is a place. The motto resembles a place where, like, all business, everything outside in the whole entire world that revolves around their lives, that's not something you worry about here. It's more something that is about, it's like a huge, like, frat boy or huge camping trip with the boys. It's like a giant trip. Like, don't worry about anything in your outside life. This is, like, a time for you to just chill and do whatever the fuck you want to do. So, yeah. The men who are invited to the camp can bring one male guest with them. But as of recent, they're allowed to bring female partners and children, but they're kept totally separate. Like, if, let's say, like, you're Ronald Reagan and you're bringing your wife and your kids are, like shunned away to another part of camp where they stay. And, like, you and the boys are on your own secluded whole other different thing.
Hell yeah.
You're too excited about this right now.
The boys.
Oh, my God. Is this what you and your boys do? Do you guys go to Bohemian Grove? No way.
Exactly.
How is it? Have you met the presidents?
Only one.
Who have you met?
Richard Nixon.
Oh, okay. How is he?
He's a dick.
Oh, that's good to know.
He's not a nice man.
You heard it from Ollie. So, basically, these guys, they're in the recently, actually, they've been allowed to have, like, female staff, which is pretty crazy to me. They have this role called the Old Guard role, which is given to members who have been a part of the club for 40 years and over. And the person who had this role was Herbert Hoover, who was an ex-president of the U.S. And if this isn't suspicious enough that all these elite men gather together, like, once a year for 2 weeks to just talk about nothing but, like, their actual, like, lives besides their careers, that's weird. That's sketchy to me. You're telling me
all that is these, very weird.
All these prominent men stay in this secluded area where you have to pay like a shit ton of money to be there, and everyone else is shunned away. Like, what are you guys talking about? There's no way.
They're probably nonces. That's my wacky guess. That's what you think it is?
Okay.
That's my wacky theory.
Okay. So if this doesn't get weird enough, there's this giant... Oh, I don't even know how to say this. There's this giant artificial lake at the campground. And at the edge of the lake, there is a statue of a 40-foot tall owl statue.
Now, okay.
Yeah, it's a giant 40-foot tall owl statue, which is freaking crazy.
That is quite big.
That's weird. And then involving this owl statue, there's this thing called cremation of care. So the owl is like a key part of the ritualistic ceremony that happens on the first night of camp. These hooded figures who stand under the owl statue, which has a shrine placed underneath it, have this dummy doll. So they have this like human child-sized doll that they like burn and set on fire.
That's weird.
And the reason for this is that the members of the club are doing this because they're burning away all the cares that they have, all the dull cares that they have about this have around society. Now, Ollie, I'm going to send you a photo of this right now. Here you go.
Oh, lucky me.
Lucky you. How do you feel about that image?
That's very cult-like.
That is weird.
That is like they're summoning something there.
Right? That's how I feel too. And we'll get more into that. So personally, from like a person who's on the outside, this is so sketchy because all the prominent men in America mostly are burning this dummy doll in front of this giant owl. Now, a lot of people think that this is a cleansing ritual. Most of these elites, and okay, so this is where we kind of get into the theory aspects of things. Lots of people speculate that these elites are psychopaths. And I do agree with you. If you have that much money in your life, you have the opportunity to experience and do anything that you could possibly want to do, then what else is left for you to do, you know? What if these men, become psychopathic and they want to kill and harm, but they can't because of the positions they have in society? So to kind of get their fix on killing or harming people, some people speculate that the dummy in this case is a real satanic ritual. A lot of people believe that during the burning of the doll and stuff in front of the owl, lots of people believe that's very satanic. And that's really weird.
That
is unpleasant to think about. But at the same time, you have to
interesting that thing to me about this whole entire thing is the concept of homosexuality.
And I bring this up because Richard Nixon goes on record saying, and I've seen this on a lot of sites, Bohemian Grove, which I attend from time to time, it's the most faggy goddamn thing you could ever imagine. That's coming from, I know, that's coming from Richard Nixon.
I told you I saw him there.
Yeah, he did see him there. But one of the most prominent presidents of all time, I almost said prime minister because I'm Canadian. I'm such an idiot. But one of the most prominent presidents of all time, they themselves are saying, hey, it's super homosexually, but we don't know. He could have meant that in like a shitty derogatory way. He could have meant that, you know, like, I don't know. He's a weird guy himself.
He's a strange fella.
He's a character himself, so we can't really put that much on him. But that's all I'm going to talk about Bohemian Grove. I know there's so much more for me to cover and a lot of other creepy shit that they do, but I will try and link the Mile Higher podcast episode, the Spotify version, onto my sources, because I think Josh and Kendall did a really good job with the research and everything, and I respect their work so much. Like, they really are an amazing podcast, so check them out. The next topic we're going to talk about is Antarctica, which is something that's Very cold. Yes.
Very cold.
And vague, I would say.
Cold and big.
Cold and big and vague.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Those three things.
I don't like it. I don't like cold and big.
Okay. All people have ever really known about Antarctica is that it's cold and big. That's literally all people know. Almost everyone thinks that it's odd. I mean, don't you? Like, I think it's so weird that we barely know anything about this place and it just exists.
Mm.
We have all this land that's being occupied and that's not being occupied. Even though it's really, really cold, the population's highest has been 2,000. And that's only because, like, 2,000 people. And that's during, like, the summertime, because when people go out and visit, like, for a very little time, and lots of scientists and researchers.
Yeah.
So there's not that many people here. What's going on? Now, since forever, there have been endless theories about Antarctica, and we're going to cover some of them. Here is something that's really interesting that I don't know how you're going to feel about.
We'll see.
Okay, pyramids. That's what we're going to talk about first. In 2016, there was this image of a pyramid or pyramids, which were about 4,000 feet high, constructed in Antarctica. This was weird because there was no trace of ancient civilization for millions and millions and millions of years now in Antarctica. And these perfect pyramids, which resemble the ones that are in Egypt, show up out of nowhere. After a lot of time, like after all this time, Google Earth, they blocked off the images of the pyramids. And so you can't, like, look it up and see it anymore. But I do have a picture from, I think it's a screenshot from when they originally discovered the pyramid. Now I'm going to send this to you, and you tell me how you feel about this.
There's nothing fishy about them.
You don't think there's nothing fishy?
I don't think there's anything. I think the one, that one.
Yeah, the one that I sent you now is like the one that's all over Google Images.
I think the bottom one is fake.
The bottom one? No, they're both real, actually, both images. And
okay.
Here's where the theory part comes in. There was no one living in Antarctica during this time, or that we can prove that scientifically lived there during that time. If we were to date back things to way, way back, the only logical explanation, and this isn't even logical, to explain why the pyramids are here, is dinosaurs. If someone built those pyramids, it was the dinosaurs. Because we know that the Egyptians built their pyramids. I mean, they literally traced it everywhere along the walls of these pyramids, that they were the ones who constructed these things. But who created them here? Now, a lot of people believe that this whole pyramid thing that they just recently discovered has to do with UFOs and aliens. That leads me into what we're going to talk about next. So people believe that so this happened in like early 2019. NASA and the German aerospace engineers were just, you know, doing their own thing and everything. And then,
just hanging about.
Yeah, literally just hanging about. And they found a deep crater lodged into Antarctica. Many scientists speculate that this crater was caused by an asteroid which struck the Earth millions and millions of years ago. And a lot of people believe that this is the asteroid that got rid of all the dinosaurs.
That's very interesting.
I know. And other people think that this theory of the asteroid wiping all the dinosaurs away, that's false. It's a cover-up theory because people believe that this giant crater, this giant hole, may be the entrance into the Earth. And we're just being totally blindsided by it. This supports the idea that the Earth is hollow or something more sinister, like a meeting space for the Illuminati or even a secret Nazi military base. And that's what leads into our next theory. Do you see what I did there? Everything leads into everything else.
Whoa.
I'm so cool. I know. So
this is so cool.
I know. So the next theory is that this crater or whatever is a part of the Nazi secret military base. So in the 1930s, during the time when World War II was about to begin, so it's the late 1930s, I think the exact date is 1938, Nazis began this huge expedition of Antarctica, and they sent a bunch of military people there. So when the Nazis got there, they found random caves and rivers that they never even knew existed, like these perfect rivers and caves in this place that like nobody's ever been to. They didn't even question why it was there and why it was so well constructed, but they set up their base there. People even think that the Illuminati lived there with them and tested military weapons and deadly devices that could possibly kill off the human race. This is the place, a lot of people think that this is the place where Hitler fled to after losing the war and faking his suicide. Now, the theory even goes so far into saying that the Nazis were hiding something in this space. Most people think it was UFOs. So the British government during the time of World War II tried to destroy this base because they knew there was something shitty going on that the Germans had planned, like something horrific. So the British government was dropping like their military forces there trying to get rid of this. And then that's when the US came in and they ended up dropping an atomic bomb on this huge place that the Nazis set up camp. And like, there's a lot of things which disprove this theory, and one of them is that the bomb was dropped in Antarctica, yes, by the U.S. government, but not in that exact space where the Nazis were stationed. A lot of other people believe that, like, this whole theory is, like, a major cover-up for the entrance of the Earth, like I said before. But then again, what can you really prove? I mean, Antarctica is such a sketchy place. And we don't really know much about it.
It's so sketchy, Antarctica.
It is so sketchy. What's going on there? And I'm closer to there than you are. What if I get abducted by the Nazi aliens?
Killed by the Antarcticans.
The Antarcticans, yes. Is that your real descent? I feel like that's your real descent.
Yeah, you're that's...
hiding your true identity from me.
That's where my parents are from.
Oh my god. Yeah, but that's all the theories I have for you.
Really?
Yeah, that's it. Actually, I have one little theory. An extra
one. Hit me with the extra one.
Okay, this one's kind of dorky, but like...
They all are.
No, they're not. No, they're not. Okay, so I like this movie. It's like such a shitty... It's like one of those like movies that are so bad they're good, and it's called The Room. It's probably the only movie that like keeps that title intact. And
that is a beautiful movie.
It's truly an amazing film, and I recommend all of you to go check it out. Like, if you're listening to this podcast, you're dorky enough to go watch that movie. That's all I'm gonna say. Like, if you're genuinely sitting down here and going through every theory with us, and if you're listening to us do this podcast, you need to watch that movie. So the movie The Room is directed by the genius, the living legend, Tommy Wiseau. And some people speculate that the movie was so badly good that he wasn't even the one who directed it. He was just the mastermind who, like, acted in it. And, like, the screenwriter and, like, the behind-the-scenes camera people are the true masterminds and geniuses who directed the movie and marketed it as something that he did himself just so the movie can get a lot more fame from it. I mean... When you think of The Room, you think of Tommy Wiseau. You think of, oh, hi, Mark. You don't think that screenwriter did such a good job. You don't think of that. You think Tommy Wiseau put his heart and soul into this movie. You know what I mean? And that's how the movie lives on.
Yeah.
So a lot of people speculate that, like, Tommy Wiseau wasn't the genius behind this. And quite frankly, he's just an idiot. But I don't think
I think that's poppycock.
I think... Tommy Wiseau is the king of the earth, and he deserves everything. Yeah,
exactly. That's
good.
That's bollocks. He's a god.
He's if there is a god, it's Tommy Wiseau and Neil Breen.
Yeah, Neil Breen.
Neil Breen is also god. And you should also check out Neil Breen's movies, which are amazing, so well done. These CGI, unbelievable. Yeah, but that's it, guys. Those are you didn't rank any of the theories.
I will rank the theories.
Okay,
Bohemian Grove. Out of 5 or 10?
1 to 5.
One to five. Bohemian Grove gets a 3.
Okay.
Because that's kind of common, you know, a secret sort of little...
Yeah.
...hideaway. Then I will give the Arctic pyramids built by the dinosaurs a 4. Not out of believableness. just out of how interesting. Yeah, yeah. How interesting they are.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give the dinosaurs a 4.
Dinosaurs a 4. Okay, that I think that's the best I've ever done.
Yeah, that, I think that might be.
Yeah, because I tried to choose a little bit. I don't want to say they're mundane theories. I'm going to say that they're a little bit more like. I don't want to say they're dumbed down either. A little bit more like believable theories, because I know how skeptical you get. And maybe I should have chosen out the better theories, because.
No, they were good.
They were good. But, like, what was your favorite? Like, what do you have to say? Because I swear to God, everybody I talk to about this podcast is just like, I wish Ollie would talk more. I wish Ollie did more. Like, okay, Ollie, do more.
Ollie doesn't know what to say. That's the problem.
God. And you call yourself a podcast co-host.
I know. Shame. I'm pathetic.
Oh, my God. But really, what was your favorite theory?
It was definitely the dinosaur one.
The dinosaur? Which one? Like, the one with the T-Rex?
The Arctic pyramids.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
Oh, I forgot about the ostrich one. I've heard of that one, but the ostrich one, I've heard about that one before. That one didn't. The
ostrich one. It's not even a dinosaur anymore, it's an ostrich. Okay. So anyway, guys, thanks for listening to this episode. You guys know, follow the socials. Please follow our socials. We're begging you. We're desperate.
Please.
Please. Please. If you guys, and if we get 100 followers on Twitter, what would you do for 100 followers on Twitter?
Anything.
Okay, he'll do a face reveal.
I'll do anything for 100 followers on Twitter.
100 followers on Twitter on our account, which is...
I'd kill a man.
Oh, no. God, you're going to be the person I'm making the podcast about.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys, welcome to an autopsy.
I could be a subject of the podcast.
Hey, guys, welcome to an autopsy of the dark side. On this week's episode, we're talking about the sinister UK killer, Oliver North.
Not the sinister UK killer.
Yeah, the sinister UK killer. The most basic-ass killer name you can get. Okay, guys.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we're actually going to sign off now. Thank you for all of your support. We appreciate every single one of you guys. Make sure you follow us, like I've said before. Like our videos, blah, 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 blah. And yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to this episode of An Autopsy of the Dark Side. Just in case you didn't know, An Autopsy of the Dark Side was created by me, Angela and Edwin, and hosted by me and Oliver North. The episodes are edited by Oliver North, and the theme was created by me. Thanks for listening, guys.